U.S. 2026-27 FAFSA Delay Response Guide. 5 steps before tuition is due. If you submitted the 2026-27 FAFSA, but have not received a financial aid package or loan offer from your school, check each stage separately. Submission, school receipt, review, loan processing, and disbursement. Before the tuition deadline, it is important to obtain written confirmation of payment deferral and installment plan terms, ways to cover textbook costs, and the expected disbursement date. Completing the FAFSA does not mean that the school has completed its financial aid review or disbursed the funds. You must separately confirm with the financial aid office whether the school has actually received your FAFSA record and whether any additional documents are still required. Even after an aid offer is issued, pre-disbursement steps may remain, such as accepting the loan, completing entrance counseling, and signing a promissory note. If the tuition deadline comes first, compare the fees, late charges, and conditions for preventing course cancellation under payment deferral and installment plan options. Keeping records of phone calls, emails, portal screens, submitted documents, and staff responses can help with correcting errors and handling disputes. From late July through August 5, 2026, some online communities for U.S. college students featured posts from students who had submitted the 2026-27 FAFSA, but had not yet received financial aid offers from their schools. These are only signals reflecting individual experiences, not official nationwide statistics on delays in the United States. Students should directly confirm the current stage and tuition protection measures through their school portal and financial aid office. The 5 FAFSA processing stages to distinguish first in the FAFSA process: submission, school receipt, aid calculation, loan completion, and disbursement are different statuses. Stage, what it actually means, evidence to check, what is not yet complete one. FAFSA submission and processing, the federal system has received and processed the application, FAFSA status, and FAFSA submission summary school review and finalization of aid 2. School receipt, a selected school has received the FAFSA information and linked it to the student's record school portal display or confirmation of receipt from the financial aid office review of additional documents and packaging 3. Aid calculation, the school prepares an aid offer reflecting cost of attendance, student aid index, enrollment credits, eligibility requirements, and other factors, official financial aid offer or award. Notice the student's loan acceptance and disbursement process. For loan process completion, the student accepts the offered loans and completes the required step school portal, completed entrance counseling, and master promissory note status actual disbursement to the school account 5. Fund disbursement grants and loan funds are credited to the student's school account, student account, transaction, history and disbursement date, refund of any credit balance to the student. The student aid index shown in the FAFSA submission summary is not the amount the student will receive. It is an index that the school uses with other information to calculate federal, state, and institutional aid. Direct subsidized loans and direct unsubsidized loans do not use a structure in which a separate finance company approves the loan, as with ordinary consumer loans. The school determines eligibility and limits and makes an offer, after which the student accepts it and completes the required steps. Direct plus loans, however, may be subject to separate requirements, including a check for adverse credit history. Step 1, check the FAFSA submission status and school list in the federal student aid account. Confirm that the 2026-27 FAFSA is not merely saved, but has been submitted and processed. Check the following items in the FAFSA submission summary: whether the correct award year, 2026-27, was submitted, whether the student and required contributors completed their consent and signatures, whether the school the student plans to attend is included in the school list, whether there are messages requiring corrections or additional action if a correction was submitted after processing, which transaction is the most recent. Submitting a correction may create a new transaction record. Because a school may have retrieved only an earlier transaction, it is advisable to provide both the latest correction date and transaction number. Do not include an FSA ID password, full social security number, or tax documents in an email. Submit sensitive documents through the secure portal designated by the school. Step 2. Confirm school receipt and incomplete documents even if the FAFSA has been processed in the federal system. It may not have been linked within the school's internal system, or additional review may remain. Asking the financial aid office all of the following questions at once can reduce repeated back-and-forth communication at each stage. Has the school received my 2026-27 FAFSA record and linked it to my student account? Has the most recent FAFSA correction transaction also been applied? Are there any incomplete items, such as verification, identity confirmation, or confirmation of citizenship or eligible non-citizen status? What additional documents are required, and what is the receipt and review status of each document? Is my file currently waiting, under review, or being packaged? When is the financial aid offer expected to be posted? Even if the student portal displays received, this may not mean that review is complete. Conversely, portal updates may be delayed, so if the tuition deadline is approaching, it is safer to obtain written confirmation from a staff member. Information to include when making an inquiry: student name and school student ID 2026-27, FAFSA submission and processing dates, most recent correction submission date, expected enrollment term, and number of enrolled credits, tuition due date, and scheduled course cancellation date, incomplete items. Displayed in the portal requested response. Current stage, missing documents, expected packaging date, and expected disbursement date, step 3. Check the aid offer and pre-disbursement loan requirements. A school's receipt of the FAFSA does not automatically finalize the amount of aid. The school may review the cost of attendance, student aid index, enrollment status, satisfactory academic progress standards, remaining federal aid limits, and other scholarships and aid. Once the aid offer is posted, check the following status for each item. Item question to ask gift aid, whether grants and scholarships are confirmed or estimated amounts, federal loans, whether they are accepted automatically or must be accepted directly by the student enrollment. Credits, whether the current number of credits is sufficient for loan and grant eligibility. Entrance counseling, whether entrance counseling is required as a first-time federal direct loan borrower promissory. Note whether the master promissory note has been completed and linked to the school disbursement schedule, the scheduled disbursement date for each aid item, and the reason for any hold. Federal direct loans generally require at least half-time enrollment. Because course changes may affect the aid amount and disbursement eligibility, check with the financial aid office before dropping a course. If the loan offer is not visible, request the specific reason, such as whether it is simply pending, there is an annual or lifetime limit issue, or there is an enrollment credit or satisfactory academic progress issue. If told that a new law or school policy applies, request in writing the applicable provision, effective date, and effect on the student. Step 4. Compare tuition extensions and payment plans before the deadline. If the tuition deadline arrives before aid is disbursed, contact not only the financial aid office, but also the student accounts or bursar's office. The two offices often handle aid review and billing or course cancellation, respectively. Comparison of payment extensions and payment plans. Comparison item: financial aid pending extension payment plan. Purpose: postpone the payment deadline or course cancellation until expected aid arrives. Pay tuition in multiple installments. Upfront payment, none or a partial payment may be required. Depending on school policy, the first installment is often required. Costs, whether late fees are waived, must be confirmed. There may be enrollment fees, card fees, or failed automatic payment fees. Risk courses may be canceled if the extension is not correctly applied to the account if aid arrives. Later, it must be confirmed whether the plan will be adjusted automatically. Key evidence, email, or account note showing the extension approval and expiration date, payment schedule, total fees, and cancellation and refund terms. Be sure to obtain written answers to the following questions. Can the tuition deadline be extended until financial aid processing is complete? Will late fees be charged during the extension period? Will courses, housing, meal plans, or school services be canceled for non-payment? How much are the payment plan, enrollment fee, and payment processing fees. Will the remaining payment plan balance automatically decrease when aid is disbursed? If an amount already paid becomes an overpayment, when and how will it be refunded? Even if verbally told that there is no problem, confirm that the extension has been entered on the student account. It is advisable to request an email that includes the staff member's name, the date, the extension expiration date, and whether course cancellation will be prevented. Step 5. Check textbook costs, disbursement dates, and record keeping when textbook funds are needed. First, ask whether the school offers bookstore credit, a book advance, an emergency book fund, or another early access program. The terms and procedures vary by school, and the funds may be usable only at the school bookstore or may be deducted from a future financial aid refund. Federal regulations include provisions requiring schools, under certain conditions, to provide a way for students who are expected to have a credit balance from Title Roman IV aid to obtain books and supplies when classes begin. Generally, this applies when the student satisfied the disbursement requirements by 10 days before the start of the payment period, and a credit balance would have resulted if the school had disbursed the funds at that time. The school may be required to provide the means by the 7th day of the payment period, and this does not necessarily mean only an early cash disbursement or bookstore credit. Confirm the following with the school: whether I am eligible for early access to textbook funds, the amount available, and where it may be used, any separate application or approval deadline, whether the amount used will be deducted from a later refund, how any unused balance will be handled, distinguishing the actual disbursement date from the refund date. The financial aid disbursement date is the date funds are credited to the student's school account, while the refund date is the date the credit balance remaining after tuition and allowable charges is sent to the student. These two dates may not be the same. A federal Title Roman IV credit balance generally must be paid to the student within 14 days from the date the balance occurs. If the balance already exists before classes begin, the deadline may be within 14 days from the first day of the payment period. Different handling may be permitted, such as when the student authorizes the school to hold the balance, so the student should check the school's policy and their own authorization status. Records to keep: screens showing FAFSA submission, processing, and correction dates, a copy of the FAFSA submission summary, school portal screens showing required documents and their status, uploaded file names, submission dates, and receipt confirmations, each version of the financial aid offer call, date and time, department, staff member's name, and summary of the response, tuition extension, approval and expiration date, payment plan agreement, and fee details, screens showing loan acceptance, entrance counseling, and promissory note completion, scheduled disbursement date, and the date funds were actually credited to the student account. After a call, the student can create a record by sending a summary email stating, "The following is what I confirmed during today's call." If an error is found, ask what information was incorrect, who will correct it, and the expected reprocessing date after the correction. Steps to take when the tuition due date is within 48 hours: capture screenshots of any hold, missing document, aid offer, and bill in the school portal. Call the financial aid office and leave the same information by email or inquiry ticket. Ask the student accounts or bursar's office for a payment extension and protection against course cancellation. If there is no response, escalate the matter to the financial aid director or through the school's designated escalation process. If housing or meal plans have separate deadlines, confirm with the relevant departments whether the extension applies. If a federal student aid administrative issue cannot be resolved through the school's internal process, consider using the Federal Student Aid Feedback Center. Submitting a complaint or appeal does not automatically pause the tuition deadline, late fees, or course cancellation. Separate protective action must be obtained from the billing office. Sample inquiry to send to the school subject. Request to confirm 2026-27 FAFSA receipt status and tuition extension. Hello. I submitted the 2026-27 FAFSA, and my federal student aid account shows that it has been processed, but there is still no financial aid offer in the school portal. My student ID is school student ID, and the tuition due date is date. Please confirm the following: whether the most recent FAFSA record has been linked to my student account, whether any documents are missing, or under review the current processing stage and expected date of the financial aid, offer the expected disbursement date, and any items preventing disbursement, whether a tuition extension is available until processing is complete, whether late fees or course cancellation will occur during the extension, whether bookstore credit or another early access option is available for textbook costs, if an extension is available. Please confirm in writing the period for which it applies and whether it has been entered on my student account. Thank you. Points to consider when making a decision, even if cases involving delays at the same school or in the same award year are found in online communities. It cannot be assumed that the cause is the same. FAFSA corrections, the school's internal processing schedule, additional documents, enrollment status, satisfactory academic progress, and loan limits can all produce similar outcomes. The school's estimated aid amount may differ from the final confirmed amount. Before using a high-interest credit card or private loan based on unconfirmed aid, it is advisable to first check the school's extension, payment plan, emergency aid, and textbook funding programs.